man convicted of fatal stabbing outside of Anaheim restaurant. Santa Ana, California, a 28-year-old man was convicted April 9 of fatally stabbing a man in an Anaheim restaurant parking lot. Armando Andre Urbina Martinez was convicted of second-degree murder with a sentencing enhancement for the personal use of a deadly weapon. Jurors began deliberating at the end of the day March 28 and reached a verdict after 6 days Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Urbina Martinez, who was scheduled to be sentenced June 21, killed 22-year-old Cody Stewart on October 30, 2020, outside the Las Brisas Mexican restaurant at 1734 South Euclid Street. Mr. Stewart and two other friends, Daniel Canales and Zachary Chavez, went to Harvey's Sports Bar at 1728 S. Euclid, but the bar was closed so they went to the restaurant in the same shopping center, prosecutors said. When the restaurant closed for the night, the three got into a dispute with another group in the parking lot at about 2:15 a.m., Senior Deputy District Attorney Jeff Moore said. Either Mr. Stewart or someone in his group made an insulting remark derogatory to homosexuals towards someone else in the parking lot, Mr. Moore said. These two groups start arguing about the comment, Mr. Moore said. It was a lot of drunk trash talk, posturing and insults. But eventually the dispute calmed down, Mr. Moore said. That's when the defendant entered the picture and got into a dispute with Mr. Stewart and his friends, according to Mr. Moore. Mr. Urbina Martinez's attorney, Cameron Talley, claimed that Mr. Stewart, who was about a foot taller and heavier, landed the first blow, knocking the defendant down. Mr. Talley pointed to Mr. Canales' testimony that Mr. Stewart was going to up. The defense attorney said his client acted in complete self-defense. Clearly, there's not even an intent to kill when the defendant stabbed Mr. Stewart, Mr. Talley argued. After he was arrested the next day, Mr. Urbina Martinez didn't even know anybody had died, Mr. Talley said. When Mr. Urbina Martinez got knocked down and starts getting pummeled, what's he supposed to do? Mr. Talley asked. Any way you slice it, it's self-defense, Mr. Talley argued. Mr. Stewart and his friends also chased the defendant around, Mr. Talley argued. Mr. Urbina Martinez was knocked down 3 times, Mr. Talley said. The defense attorney also said Mr. Urbina Martinez made random stabbing motions to get off of him. Mr. Urbina Martinez wasn't trying to kill anybody, Mr. Talley said. He doesn't even have to fear for his life, he can fear great bodily injury to legally defend himself, Mr. Talley argued. Mr. Stewart's blood alcohol content was 0.11, above the legal limit for driving at 0.08, Mr. Talley said. The defense attorney acknowledged that Mr. Urbina Martinez had marijuana and methamphetamine in his system the next day, but there's no evidence he had it in his system the night of the stabbing. Mr. Moore said Mr. Talley's attempts to label the victim as a thug or punk who was drunk was an attempt to belittle his humanity, to make it easier to accept a self-defense argument. Mr. Moore downplayed Mr. Canales' testimony, which he said was mistaken at times. He pointed to the video of the confrontation as more accurate direct evidence. Just because he testified inconsistent with the video doesn't mean it didn't happen that way, Mr. Moore said. Mr. Moore argued that the blood on the victim's back shows he was stabbed standing up, not while on the ground with the defendant in a struggle, as Mr. Talley had argued. Mr. Moore noted that Mr. Stewart was still upright and able to get into his friend's car after he was stabbed as more evidence he could have been stabbed while standing up. Though he's stabbed in the chest, he's a young man, 22, drinking and running on a lot of adrenaline, Mr. Moore said. Mr. Stewart's friends got him in the car to take him to a hospital and called 911 along the way. Police finished taking the victim to a hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Mr. Moore pointed to Mr. Urbina Martinez fleeing the scene of the stabbing as evidence of consciousness of guilt. Also, the defendant destroys evidence, Mr. Moore said. He wipes Cody Stewart's blood off the knife, and he put his bloody clothes in a plastic bag, Mr. Moore said. Mr. Urbina Martinez was having a bad night before the stabbing, Mr. Moore said. He had a dispute with his girlfriend, he was drinking and got a knife after getting beat up in an earlier fight, Mr. Moore said. He wasn't going to let it happen again, Mr. Moore said of getting beat up again. Mr. Urbina Martinez told police after his arrest that he was in fear for his life and blacked out, so he couldn't remember the details of the stabbing, Mr. Moore said. If you're in a fight for your life, you're going to remember it, Mr. Moore said. Mr. Urbina Martinez argued with Mr. Stewart and his friends for a few minutes before it escalated into a fight, Mr. Moore said. He went over there looking for trouble, Mr. Moore said. The defendant brought a knife to a verbal argument, not a fist fight. An argument that had already settled down.